A busy day for Tom Brady and his team in New York today. The appeal of his four-game suspension for probably not a whole lot of news, but at least some insight. We're going to go to the phones right now, joined by Mark Daniels, who covers the Patriots for the Providence Journal. Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
So is there any news to report at this point, and will there be any in the foreseeable future?
Not exactly, and I don't think so. Right now, essentially what we know is that Tom Brady got to NFL headquarters at about, say, 9, 10 a.m., and the hearing started around 9:30. It's supposed to wrap up within this hour. I think it's scheduled to go to about 5:30. Now, we know that from it's funny, there's all this random information going around, but I actually got a hold of this letter that one of the lawyers sent to Brady's lawyer, Jeffrey Ketzler, and it kind of outlined the proceeding. Essentially, Brady and his team will have today, or probably already had, 4 hours to kind of state their case. Roger Goodell was in a good mood. He could extend them another hour. With the NFL, they only had 2 hours in a similar case. If Roger Goodell wanted to allow them to go to 3 hours, he could. So we know that. And we know that essentially Brady testified under oath, which was interesting. He doesn't have to. This isn't a courtroom, as much as Roger Goodell likes to think he is the judge, jury, and executioner. But I thought that was kind of interesting. It's kind of a waiting game, truthfully. Maybe we'll hear something from a guy like Jeffrey Ketzler or Ted Wells or somebody from the NFLPA. But essentially after today, it's probably going to get wrapped up and it's going to be up to Roger Goodell. And who knows when that's going to happen. We've seen these appeal hearings, these rulings not come until sometimes as soon as 8 days afterward. And hell, Greg Hardy right now, I think it's 26 days after his appeal and he's still waiting.
Now, I know when this date was initially announced, there was also a mention of the fact that if they needed it, they could have a second day. Is that still in play?
I know from, I'm watching ESPN all day, but Adam Schefter reported that it was supposed to end at 5:30 today and not go into tomorrow. So I think from our standpoint, that's great news because I don't think anybody wants this to be dragged out any longer. Of course, even if it doesn't go out today, there's still a chance it gets dragged out longer with the ruling, and if Brady doesn't like this ruling, ultimately it ends up in federal court, and who knows how long that's going to take.
Now, we know that he's got Jeffrey Ketzler there with him. Does he also have a union representative with him in the room?
He does. He has a couple of lawyers. One's Heather McPhee, and another one is Tom DePasso, the guy who actually wrote his appeal letter back in, I want to say, May. So he's definitely well-represented, down there, and so it's one thing I've been thinking about, too, with a guy like Jeffrey Ketzler. You have to imagine, you don't hire someone like him if you're just going to take whatever Roger Goodell is going to hand down. So in this case, it'll be interesting to see how far Tom Brady takes it if, in fact, Roger Goodell doesn't wipe out the entire suspension.
Well, again, we expect this to take a while to get any kind of an indication of what's going to happen. Let's say that either Roger Goodell doesn't do anything or even reduces it a couple of games. Brady has indicated and Jeffrey Ketzler has said that he would take the next step, which would be some kind of legal action. But then we're getting into late July, early August, and pretty close to the start of the season. Would his legal team consider doing something like requesting an injunction so he's able to play in week one?
Yeah, I definitely think that would be in play. And, of course, as we all know, the biggest downfall to going to federal court could be if he loses, then here he is. He's missing games in the middle of the season and not at the beginning of the season. And that's kind of a risk to take. But from what I understand, Tom, he's been sticking, to the same story the entire time since January, that he wanted the balls at 12.5. He's always wanted the balls at 12.5, and that's what he asked him to do. And he doesn't think he did anything wrong. So from his standpoint, I really believe he wants to fight this until the end, and he wants to fight this until he gets exonerated.
Is Robert Kraft happy if this doesn't end here and if Tom Brady decides to pursue this through the court system?
That's a great question. Tom Brady pursues this through the court system. He's essentially suing the NFL, which is essentially suing, Robert Kraft. And also, it's gonna drag this story on longer. I mean, I think in his heart of hearts, Robert Kraft wants this to be over. I know that he wrote he's been in Israel, so he wasn't able to attend the meeting or even talk to them on the phone today. But I know he wrote kind of an affidavit just talking about Brady's character today, trying to help him out. So I think he wants it exonerated as well. not too sure how he would feel if it did go into, went to federal court. That would be more of a circus than this has already been.
We're talking with Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal, the Brady appeal going on today in New York City. Mark, how much of this is about being reinstated and getting those games back, and how much of this is about protecting Tom Brady's legacy?
I think at the end of the day, it's all about his legacy. That's why I think it would be interesting, say, Roger Goodell came out and said Brady had nothing to do with it. He's not a cheater. However, since he didn't hand over his phone, he still gets a game. I wonder if Brady would take a scenario like that. But yeah, at the end of the day, you know, he has 4 Super Bowl rings, and I know that means a lot, but I don't think he wants to be labeled a cheater. He cares a lot about this sport, about this game. He certainly doesn't want to miss a game, but I think you're on to something. I definitely think it's about legacy here, and it's about the principle of it, too.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, and I expect what are we thinking? A minimum of a few weeks before there's any indication of a ruling on this?
That's a great question. I was researching a little bit today on how long it's taken past appeals and whatnot. And, you know, Ray Rice was 22 days. Greg Hardy is now into 26 days. It's almost been 30. That's crazy. But even last year, Adrian Peterson was 8. Back in 2012 with Bounty Gate, those players appeal. They had the results after 8 games. With Bounty Gate and the coaches, it was about 4 days. So it's been all over the map. I imagine it's just not going to happen real quick. I mean, Roger Goodell has to make it seem like he's at least looking at everything. This has been, you know, this is going to be an 8-hour process today. So it certainly wouldn't make sense for him just to say, oh, yeah, Tom, I believe everything you say and rule it today, as much as everyone would love that.
Exactly. Well, we'll see what happens. Mark, we appreciate you offering some insight for us here this afternoon. Good luck getting to the bottom of this.
Thanks. It's going to be an interesting summer, at least.
No doubt about it. It's never a dull moment on the Patriots beat.
No way.
Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you. Anytime.
That's Mark Daniels, Providence Journal Patriots writer, joining us here on Downtown Boston.